The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. Debate rages on between members of Congress and the Senate over whether or not to extend the Bush-era tax cuts. Would the extension be a good thing? That question asked of Jay Heflin, the Hill's senior tax reporter, by Tony at WILS.
The big issue is what it does to the mindset of the consumer. And so basically, if you have a wealthier person, and the wealthier are the ones doing most of the spending now, if you basically tell them, hey, we're going to increase your taxes, is that going to make them pull back? And so it's more the argument is basically because the economy is so weak, let's not do anything that might make it work.
If the federal government decides to extend the cuts, the U.S. could be faced with a $9 or $10 trillion deficit over the next decade. Also making a buzz, the National Federation of Independent Business and 20 states make arguments today as to why their national lawsuit against President Obama's new health care law should continue.
Whether or not that ruling actually comes down today one way or the other, we'll have to see. But potentially, there is the possibility for the case to be thrown out.
That was Fox's Evan Brown speaking with the folks at WPTI in Greensboro, North Carolina. If the case is not thrown out, the attorneys general from those 20 states are expected to ask the judge for a motion for summary judgment, which would circumvent the necessity for the case to go to trial. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.